This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. We're going to discuss two big stories on this show, wildfires and the health care ruling. Let's start with the Supreme Court's decision to uphold the Affordable Care Act. Our guests today were working on health reform long before the law went into effect. Former Governor Bill Ritter, a Democrat, pursued on a state level many of the policies that wound up in the federal health law. State Representative Bob Gardner, a Republican from Colorado Springs, had hoped the Affordable Care Act would be struck down so states could pursue their own solutions. He oversees the creation of a health insurance exchange in Colorado, which is a new marketplace for coverage. Governor, Representative, thank you for being with us.
You bet, Ryan. Glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
And Representative Gardner, especially with what's going on in your district, lots of evacuations and homes destroyed in the fire, so appreciate your time. Let's start briefly with your reactions to the court's ruling. Governor?
Well, it's historic. I think for the first time, the nation has a structure for health care that will be affordable, health care for all. Healthcare policy is very complicated, and I think this is going to be a point the representative and I both agree upon. We worked hard on it during my administration. The Governor Hickenlooper's administration continues to do so. Governor Owens worked on healthcare policy, set up the Senate Bill 208 Commission. So in Colorado, we've had sort of this bipartisan approach, but overall, with the court upholding all of the major provisions of this law, it is, from my perspective, this is a really positive step forward for the uninsured in America to find ways to be insured and for us to have quality, affordable care for people.
Governor, you mentioned the Senate Bill 208 Commission. This is the Blue Ribbon Commission on Health Care. We're going to talk about that just a bit later because it represents the movement in Colorado towards health care reform, really before the federal movement occurred. But first, Representative Gardner, your reaction to the Supreme Court's ruling.
Well, I agree with Governor Ritter on one and probably only one thing. It's a historic decision. I was disappointed because, frankly, the Obama administration and the Democratic Congress told the American people repeatedly that this was a mandate based upon the Commerce Clause, and that was their justification for the Affordable Care Act. The court decided that the individual mandate was permissible as a tax. That is contrary to what the Obama administration argued when they passed the bill. That is contrary to what the Congress told the American people. And I can't say this too strongly. The American people have been hoodwinked. We are basically at the crossroads in this election season, and the crossroads is between a trillion-dollar health care tax that takes us down the road of a social welfare state, or will we choose in November to be a state that has a market-driven health care system?
Yeah, it's interesting. There was some conversation in the Congress, the Republicans actually. Congress argued that it was a tax, and you're right. I think that the Democrats had argued that it wasn't, but the Obama administration, when arguing it in front of the court, provided different alternatives for ways that the court might uphold it. And one of the things that they said, and it wasn't their most forceful argument, that it could be upheld under Congress's express powers to tax. Now, you know, we get into this sort of place of what we're going to call this. Is it a tax or not? There's nothing in effect different about the law today than there was yesterday. It's an individual mandate with a penalty. If you don't buy the insurance, there's a penalty you pay, and that's where the tax comes in, and that's where they found Congress had the express power under the Constitution to tax Americans, and that they used that power in order to get to a place where this was constitutionally permissible.
And does that, at least in this political year for Democrats, does the fact that tax will be closely associated with this, is that going to be a hard argument for Democrats?
I don't think so. Actually, I don't think that the fact that they called it a tax somehow is going to make it all that more difficult to defend from the perspective of Democrats, because there's nothing different about the law today than there was yesterday. It still does the same thing.
Let me specifically ask you, Representative Gardner, you're on the bipartisan legislative committee that oversees setting up health insurance exchanges. This is a marketplace where people will buy coverage, especially those who qualify for a government subsidy. The question is, will you move forward in earnest with the creation of an exchange in Colorado?
Well, I think we have to analyze Thursday's decision and see what kind of latitude is left to us. It's been my view over the past several months that health benefit exchanges, if conducted and operated in a free market context, have a lot of benefits for the consumers and a lot of benefits for small business in Colorado. The 208 Commission, which predates Obamacare, talked about health benefit exchanges. So the unfortunate thing about health benefit exchanges is that they were co-opted into the Obamacare structure. And when that happened, they brought with them a huge amount of federal regulation.
And as such, will you continue to pursue the exchange? Because now pretty soundly, to pursue the exchange is to, in some ways, forward the cause of the Affordable Care Act in Colorado.
Well, I disagree with your last assertion that to pursue the exchange is to necessarily advance Obamacare. I think that remains to be seen, and the reason I am hesitant to simply say, yes, we're going to move on out is I need to analyze from Thursday's decision, can we continue on the course that we have to date, which is to implement a health benefit exchange that was, frankly, relatively free of the federal requirements and regulations. It's necessarily going to have some, but given the court's decision, we're going to have to do something. And that something needs to be a Colorado solution. It needs to be a solution that promotes access and affordability. And I have to analyze, as the chair of that committee, can that be done?
Yeah, and so I would just say, first of all, that Colorado is probably one of 10 states that has done the most to put their state footprint on, or their state fingerprint on, healthcare exchanges. And I congratulate both Governor Hickenlooper and really a bipartisan solution out of our legislature to establish this healthcare exchange. We're probably in the top tier of states to have done that. And quite frankly,
this isn't to say it's not controversial, but there has been in this state bipartisan support for the exchanges.
Sort of every part of this is controversial. That's the problem with this. And it's become, hotly debated. It's become politicized heavily. There's a long way to go in implementing this act. There's a variety of really important steps that states will need to still take. And in order for states to do those in a way where they're not overly encumbered by federal regulation, we should do it like Colorado's been doing it so far, trying to find sort of these common sense solutions that are middle ground solutions, that are bipartisan solutions. And I just hope, Representative Gardner, that you guys continue to do it in the vein that you have.
Yeah, if I could respond to the governor, I appreciate the governor's vote of confidence for what we've done in the implementation of the health benefit exchange. But the governor made reference to burdensome federal regulation. Colorado is out front on that in the sense of resisting that. It will be my goal and intention to do as much of that going forward as we can. We may not be able to keep the federal government completely out of controlling Colorado's health care. But to the extent we can, I'm going to continue the work that we started.
And let's just say that the creation of exchanges in Colorado was in and of itself a way to escape a federal solution that would just be imposed on the state.
So the act requires that the federal government would then impose a solution if the state can't come to its own conclusion.
You're listening to Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Two health reformers in the state join us to discuss the effect of the Supreme Court ruling on Colorado. Republican State Representative Bob Gardner of Colorado Springs oversees the creation of a health insurance exchange in this state. And former Governor Bill Ritter, a Democrat, made expanding health coverage a priority for his administration from 2007 to 2011. Last year, the Colorado Trust put out an analysis, a forecast, I suppose, of what the implementation of the Affordable Care Act would mean for Colorado. I just want to play a little bit from the Trust's Ned Colange talking to us about what he says are the benefits of implementation.
If we implement the Affordable Care Act as it was envisioned, by 2019, we will start to see significant savings and economic and job growth in Colorado.
What is the nature of the savings?
Well, the savings for, say, an individual paying health care insurance, him or herself, would be $2,000 a year less by 2019. And for a family, it would be $4,000 a year less.
Less than it would have otherwise been, not less than it is today.
That's correct. Another important part of the analysis is the recognition that by 2019, the analysis suggests 19,000 new jobs and an economic increase of 1% over what it would be were we not to implement the Affordable Care Act.
Representative Gardner, you buy that?
No, I don't buy that. Frankly, if the Affordable Care Act and the implementation of Obamacare costs less in 2019 or doesn't cost any more than is predicted, it will be the first federal medical program that follows that path. It isn't going to be that way. What Americans are going to find is Obamacare will carry large numbers of mandates. What they're going to find, I will predict today, is that health care tax that the Supreme Court approved in Thursday's decision is going to grow. Or alternatively, if it doesn't grow, frankly, the logic of it will be that people won't carry health care. Businesses that currently do carry health care for their employees are going to get out of the business of carrying health care. And people are only going to sign up for health care because of the pre-existing conditions provisions when they're really, really sick. And they'll have to be under the Affordable Care Act. They'll have to be insured at that point. It will be cheaper and economically better right now under the tax structure to not carry health insurance. And people are economic beings. They'll make that decision at different levels. But it will be an absolute disaster one way or the other.
Governor Ritter, that is the representative's assessment of where we'll be in several years from now. What is yours?
Well, so Ned Kalange was the state medical officer while I was governor, and actually for Governor Owens as well. So he served under both Republicans and Democrats, but he's now the head of the Colorado Trust. He's involved in some national panels, and I think the economic analysis that they have is sound. I think it's hard to predict what all the effects of this, but Ryan, the healthcare system in America is broken. If you look at industrialized countries around the world, or what we might call first world countries, there are very few places where healthcare costs as much and where the results are as dismal. And you put those two things together, Americans believe the system's broken. So this was this political attempt to fix a very broken system, which is impacting seriously the quality of American lives. And so there will be a lot of criticism about it. There will be a lot of criticisms in a political season, but nobody has offered an alternate solution that is a better solution and that says this is the way we address one of the most serious issues impacting the quality of life for Americans.
Let's see. Governor Ritter had the first word. Representative, do you want the last?
Yes. I disagree with the governor that our health care system is absolutely broken. We have the best health care system in the world. We deliver the best health care in the world. We have severe problems with access and affordability. And the problem will be that Obamacare will wreck the best health care system in the world, and we will not ultimately have better accessibility. It will not be more affordable.
And the debate continues in an election year. Gentlemen, thank you both for being with us.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan, and it's good to talk to you, Governor.
Thanks. Likewise, and good luck, Representative Gardner, with the fires. I know you're involved deeply in it, so take care of yourself.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your good wishes.
Bob Gardner, a Republican, represents El Paso and Fremont counties. Bill Ritter is a former Democratic governor of Colorado. They talked about the effect on the state of Thursday's ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court upholding the Affordable Care Act.